Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann is a spiritual director and a member of her congregation's leadership team. Her preaching is entitled, Do You See This Woman?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. One of the Pharisees invited Jesus to a meal. When he arrived at the Pharisee's house and took his place at table, a woman came in who had a bad name in the town. She had heard Jesus was dining with the Pharisees and had brought with her an alabaster jar of ointment. She waited behind him at his feet, weeping, and her tears fell on his feet, and she wiped them away with her hair. Then she covered his feet with kisses and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited Jesus saw this, he said to himself, If this man were a prophet, he would know who this woman is that is touching him and what a bad name she has. Jesus took him up and said, Simon, I have something to say to you. Speak, Master, was the reply. There was once a creditor who had two men in his debt. One owed him 500 denarii, the other 50. They were unable to pay, so he pardoned them both. Which of them will love him more? The one who was pardoned more, I suppose, answered Simon. You are right, said Jesus. Then he turned to the woman. Simon, he said, you see this woman? I came into your house and you poured no water over my feet, but she has poured out her tears over my feet and wiped them away with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but she has been covering my feet with kisses ever since I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. For this reason I tell you that her sins, her many sins, they must have been forgiven her, or she would not have shown such great love. It is the one who is forgiven little who shows little love. Then he said to the woman, Your sins are forgiven. Those who were with him at table began to say to themselves, Who is this man that he even forgives sin? And he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you see this woman? How do we see the people in our lives? In this beautiful gospel story we have just heard, we notice the focus of Jesus is on love rather than sinfulness, on who the person is rather than how she is perceived by others. Jesus has the amazing gift of seeing the potential in us all. Do you see this woman? Jesus sees the woman with love from his heart, rather than with judgment from his head. It reminds me of Jesus asking the question in the gospel we had just the other day, Who do you say I am? Who do you say this woman is? There is amazing irony in this gospel. A woman of the streets offered Jesus the courtesy and hospitality that Simon, his host, failed to even recognize. All he could think about was that if Jesus were a prophet, he would know that this woman was a sinner. why would Jesus allow her to touch him? We know from the Gospels that Jesus touched people with such deep love, they were healed. Over and over, the crowd longed just to touch him, even the hem of his garment. There is no judgment in such longing, because this longing comes from the desires of the heart. Do you see this woman? Says Jesus. Simon, do you see the love in her heart? Surely seeing is believing. Look at the jar of precious ointment. Look at her tears running freely. See her hair, her beautiful hair that dries the feet of Jesus. And above all, watch the tender way she kisses his feet. Is this permissible? Jesus receives her gift as extravagant love. The Pharisees do not understand such love. So Jesus takes this opportunity to explain with a parable. Two people are in debt to the same creditor. We know the rest of the story. Do we sense where Jesus is coming from? He comes from a place of deep interiority, a well of silence and reflection, where all is seen as it truly is. Yes, Jesus reads the motives of her heart, and he knows the judgments of the hearts of the Pharisees. Enjoy this beautiful reading over and over this day. Blessings.